Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Silver Linings Playbook is an amazing, entertaining, and profound film. Writer-director David O. Russell draws from life experiences to create a compassionate, funny, and charming portrayal of a young man with mental health problems who is trying to get his life back together. Pat, played by Bradley Cooper, is released into the care of his Philadelphia-area parents, Pat Sr., played by Robert De Niro, and Dolores, played by Jackie Lawrence. Pat Jr. only wants to get back with his estranged wife, Nikki. However, Pat Jr. meets a young woman, Tiffany, played by Jennifer Lawrence, a widow who has issues of her own. Through an extraordinary set of ordinary circumstances, jogging, practicing for a dance competition, and rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles football team, Pat Jr. and Tiffany bond and develop a deep friendship. Swirling around, Pat Jr. and Tiffany are family members and friends who, while seemingly normal, prove to have issues of their own, albeit ones that they are not even trying to deal with. Silver Linings Playbook is about facing up to the truth of one's circumstances, beliefs, and life choices. Life is not a game. It's all too real, tough, and uncompromising. Writer-director David O. Russell, who directed The Fighter, I Heart Huckabees, and Three Kings, and is a director nominee for Silver Linings Playbook, has written an insightful, humorous, and witty screenplay based on the novel by Matthew Quick. Bradley Cooper, as Pat Jr., gives a remarkable performance. Cooper goes from shutdown isolationism to frenetic reaction to contemplative stillness. If you only know Bradley Cooper from the two Hangover movies, you do not know Bradley Cooper. This is a fine performance, full deserving of his actor Oscar nomination. Jennifer Lawrence as Tiffany is truly amazing. Lawrence plays tough and tender, wise and foolish. She has a dancer's grace and the wise face of a young Meryl Streep. Yes, Lawrence, who starred in Winter's Bone and The Hunger Games, has the right to say, quote, "I beat Meryl Streep," unquote, in winning the Actress in Comedy or Musical Golden Globe Award. Jennifer Lawrence is also an Actress Oscar nominee. Robert De Niro as Pat Sr. gives one of his best performances in years, showing us that the jokey comedies Fockers series haven't ruined his acting chops. De Niro's performance anchors the film and is deserving of the Supporting Actor Oscar nomination. Silver Linings Playbook is a great film to see with a family member or friend or anyone in our lives who doesn't always play by the rule book. And Silver Linings Playbook might just help you discover in a fun and fascinating way that there's no penalty in telling the truth. Silver Linings Playbook is rated R for language and some sexual content and nudity. At the box office, January 11th, Zero Dark Thirty opened at a surprising number one after going into wide release and bolstered by Oscar nominations, controversy, and good reviews. A Haunted House opened at number two, Gangster Squad opened at number three. Opening January 18th, The Last Stand, Arnold Schwarzenegger steps from his former role as a California governor back to the big screen in the action film as a sheriff who must thwart a drug cartel along the Mexican border. Also starring is Forrest Whitaker. Broken City, Mark Wahlberg, Russell Crowe, and Catherine Zeta-Jones star in the crime thriller about an ex-policeman who was framed by a politician. Mama, Jessica Chastain stars in the horror film about two young girls haunted by their isolated upbringing. Love, the rap star Common stars as an ex-convict in a drama about an 11-year-old boy who idolizes him. The film also stars Dennis Haysbert. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the Movies for WDIY.